Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This could be legit, it could not be legit, but have you heard the superpower that FSU tackle Jalen Matthews has?
What a start to this could be legit, this might not be legit, I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is not exactly an exact science, I will say.
And we are in sports, so it's not like you have to hold us to an extremely high standard when it comes to what's real and not, I guess. All right, what do we have? I have not heard this.
Well, his mother told the media that he has what the world would call intuition. That knows things, that can feel people's feelings and emotions on the spiritual side. We call it prophetic. For instance, and then she goes for examples, she has been pregnant 11 times and have soon to be 8 kids to show for it. Being his firstborn, he's been, being her firstborn, he's been in a lot of doctor's offices and he has pointed to women, oh, you're carrying a boy.
And he's gotten every one of them right?
And she was right. And he was right.
Never wrong?
Oh, you're carrying a girl. He predicted what she was carrying plenty of times and was right. So what other people were like...
I need to lay out. I don't believe this at all, by the way.
Why not?
Like, on the front of it.
You think Breon Fowler would lie about this, his mother?
Yeah, I think maybe. I think it's a ridiculous concept. But how could you monetize this?
That's where you go?
That's where I go. I want it. Like, if you have a superpower, the easiest, quickest answer is, how do I make this make me a bunch of money, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think...
Listen, this is coming from the guy that spent $80 on scratchy lottos the other day because you wanted to line jump one of our sales guys. Like,
$30.
You're about the bread. You're about the money.
Okay, but...
Not your first thought?
That's just cold, hard cash. If you have this skill, money's going to interrupt it, right?
How would it interrupt it? Well, in what world does money interrupt it?
No. Anytime you put money on something that is, not materialistic, which is just a gift, right? The power of seeing, if you will, prophetic.
So you use this more as like a parlor trick? Like when you're out at the bar, for instance, and or how Tony Romo can call out plays before anybody else when we're watching the games. It's a parlor trick?
Yeah. By the way, he did that with his mom. Get this.
Tony Romo did that with his mom?
So
easy now.
He once insisted his mom was pregnant and asked her to take a pregnancy test to prove it. It came back negative, and he said, "Mommy, take the test again tomorrow." And then she said, "It doesn't work like that, son." But wait, she did it the next day anyway, and sure enough, it was positive.
All right, here's how you prove this to me. And this is the only way that you could possibly do it.
He's already proven it.
No, he hasn't proven anything.
He's predicted every one of his siblings right and other people's kids right.
How many other...
At least
like
two people.
At least, okay.
If you're 10 for 10, I know, like, the
odds... I mean, the odds of flipping heads and tails on a coin 10 straight times and being right is... It's pretty high. It's not low.
His stepfather, John Fowler, can only explain it saying he's blessed.
So, but could he go through like a where did he get drafted? You said, or is he at Florida State?
No, he's at Florida State.
He's at Florida State. Could he go through like a meet and greet and just go up and down the line and be like, pregnant with a boy, pregnant with a girl, pregnant with a girl, pregnant with a boy? If he could do that, then I would believe him. Like, so, I would need 20 done in a row.
What if it
where he just goes up and down, and then those all happen?
We don't know how long it takes him to assess. He could be one of those guys that needs.
Okay, so now he can charge even more money with his services.
Well, but you want him to be a volume shooter. What if he's just like he's focused about accuracy?
So how long do you think it takes him for each one of these times?
I don't know. I don't know how long he was in the waiting room. I don't know.
I know you don't believe this story. I know you don't.
Who am I to say it's not real or real?
I know you don't believe this story at all.
I feel like you're projecting. You don't believe him, that's
projecting.
Fine.
I don't believe him.
You're not a believer, that's fine.
I'm not. Count me in the non-believer category of the guy that can...
I think people can be touched with something, prophetic, call it whatever you want. Who knows?
You can make a lot of money if you were right about this.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd rather be like, I'd really love the prophecy to see like what ponies are going to win the Derby tomorrow, what order they're going to finish.
That's the prophecy that you would want? Like a sports gambling prophecy?
Oh, like Biff? I'd love to have that almanac.
But that wasn't a prophecy. That was just an almanac.
Yeah. If future me.
You just had the answers.
Which could be like 5 years for me. Who knows how long future me really has. But if future me could drop off, or like if it just fell in my lap right now and I could just go back to 18-year-old Nick and be like, here you go, son. Win big. And then by like 21, I could actually have enough money to have a nice car to drive Vanessa around in. Then maybe by 25, I'm a billionaire.
Okay, but if you had that
very quickly there.
There's a couple things about this. Like if you had that power, and I want to take this multiple places. If you had that power or the almanac, if you had that almanac, would you start betting small amounts? Because there is a chance it ends up like in Hot Tub Time Machine where he bets on the Browns and the game obviously goes a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
So history could have been altered based off of anything.
Because of my bet?
What you think happens actually doesn't happen.
I don't think Hot Tub Time Machine is that scientifically accurate.
I don't think anything involving an almanac and Biff and Back to the Future is that scientifically accurate. But if we're going to play the game, we're going to play the game.
I mean, I feel like Back to the Future's history.
Would you bet at all on one thing to begin with? Or would you just dip your toes in the water and then see where it goes?
I'd dip my toes. I'd micro bet. And just become a billionaire by micro betting.
Other thing on that, well, you're not becoming a billionaire sports betting because there'd be a problem attached to that, and that the casinos will stop taking your bets.
Yeah, unless I have, what are they called in Wolf of Wall Street? Rat holes. I basically just have people doing my betting for me, and then they give me duffel bags of money.
Vegas bettors they've tried that route before that have been banned from other Vegas casinos. Vegas is pretty smart about this stuff. They sniff that stuff out.
They sniff out. I'm just going to find a couple people, just send them, and just be like, hey, bet on these four things.
You can't just throw random people in a casino and say, here's $100,000, now place a bet.
Micro. $100,000. I'm saying a $1,000 bet that wins $100,000, something like that. Oh, man, I got so lucky there.
You're just going to just keep having people, I got so lucky.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Well, okay, then in your
then
theory,
you have to remember individual games and everything attached to that happened 25 years ago, however many years ago you go back in time.
If only there was a book that I had that I could just look down
and back
be like,
to the almanac, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the scientifically accurate one, right? Okay.
It worked for Biff.
It did work for Biff.
He became that version of the guy who's now president of the United States. That's who it was based off of.
All right, then.
Worked pretty well for him. Would you want this power? Would you want the ability to tell what somebody's having just by looking at them?
I think it'd be a great gift. I think it'd be a great gift to be able to do that.
If this is where it started and stopped, I think it'd be a little disappointing.
You'd think there'd be more to the gift, right? Wouldn't you constantly be searching for, if I can do this, why can't I do even more?
Yeah. Yeah, like can I tell if this person is loyal or not?
There's 8 billion people on planet Earth, and you got something nobody else has? You have to think you have more there. But it'd be nice. It'd be nice to be able to like look at someone and be like, if they wanted to, be like, yeah, you're having a girl. That'd be a nice moment.
I think it'd get old. You'd just be like, okay.
Well, it'd get old if people are like calling you and being like, come over to my house and tell me what I'm having.
Yeah, well,
that would be old.
And now I'm gonna actually I think I finally come around to commercializing it.
See?
Unless somebody was like,
I knew you'd get here.
I don't want to pay for the blood test or the ultrasound. I'll give you $100 under the table.
You're too much about money to have never thought about commercializing it.
I'm too much about money to not have any, which I think is the ultimate problem here.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I mean, I just feel
that's
like at
back
some
to the
point,
scratchy lotto tickets.
At some point, you'd be like, it's a girl. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a girl. At some point, you just get bored with it.
Well, I mean, it kind of feels like if you have one of those jobs that people think they can just call you at any time to get your opinion on, like if you're a doctor or if you're a specific doctor where you're like a foot doctor or a hand doctor or something like that, and people are like, hey, I got a problem with my foot. I'm gonna call the foot doctor that I know, and I'm gonna see what he has to say about it. That would get incredibly annoying, I would think.
216-474-0092. So the family of Jalen Matthews says he can accurately discern and predict the gender of people's babies. It's done it multiple times with his own family, picked it out for people just waiting in the waiting room. Would you guys want to have this part? If this was the only part of the prophecy you could tell was the gender of someone's baby, would you want that kind of power? And back to some thoughts on the Cleveland Browns. And Andrew Berry's most telling quote. I was thinking of, I was trying to talk like a prophet. I was yeah.
You couldn't prophesize that tease, though, could you?
I foretold the 6 o'clock segment it just said in the boy. Pre-show.
It just said boy.
But I could not foresee here in the moment. I was clouded by other prophets. Andrew Berry's telling quote in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.